Japanese 101. We are your senseis, MJ and Stacy.
Yes.
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 So, for your first lesson and your first Japanese word, we have...
Konnichiwa.
Translated into English, that would be... Hello. I'll take over from here. Sayonara.
Means...
Goodbye. Kudasai.
Means... Please. And that is asking.
Dozo.
Means... Please. And that is offering.
Arigato.
Thank you.
Doitashimashite.
You're welcome.
Hai.
Yes.
Ai.
No.
Sumimasen.
Excuse me.
Gomenasai.
Sorry.
Wakarimashita.
I understand.
Wakarimasen.
I don't understand.
Chotto mate kudasai.
One moment, please.
Tasuketa.
Help.
Tori wa doko desu ka?
Where's the toilet?
And if you happen to be very desperate, Tasuketa! Tori wa doko desu ka?
Help! Where's the toilet?
Mushi mushi.
Which translates to hello when you answer the phone.
Yes, okay.
The phone.
Yes, the phone. And, osokyo?
Which means, I will punish you.
When, of course, you're fighting the evil, hated yomas. Yes, yes, very much hated. So, yes, those are actually from PGSM.
Yes.
Well, I knew Mushi Mushi because we thought we were going to move to Japan, and my grandfather told me, but moving on.
Yes.
Let's see if I can find it somewhere in this textbook of mine here. Yes, okay. Now we shall have numbers. Each.
One.
Ni.
Two.
San.
Three.
Shi.
Four.
Go.
Five.
Roku.
Six.
Shichi.
Seven.
Hachi.
Eight.
Ku.
Nine.
Ju.
Ten.
Juichi.
11.
Juni.
12.
Jusan.
13.
Juicy.
14.
Jugo.
15.
Juroku.
16.
Jushichi.
17.
Juhachi.
18.
Juku.
19.
And Niju.
20.
Ohio. Which would be good morning, which Stacy did not know I was going to say that. So, our next word is choshoku,
which means breakfast.
Chusoku,
which means lunch.
Yushoku,
which translates to dinner.
Kanshoku,
which is a snack.
Tabimasu,
which means to eat.
Nomimasu,
which means to drink.
Hai, zihi tomo.
Which translates to, yes, I'd love to.
Sumimasen ikemasen.
Which translates to, sorry, I can't.
Okay. Nani ka nomimasen ka?
Which translates to English to, would you like a drink?
Ocha shimasen ka?
Which translates to, how about some tea?
Uchi ni konai.
Which means, do you want to come to my place?
And we are not encouraging anything on this show if you happen to be listening to this and taking this the wrong way.
Yes. There is some of that stuff in the textbook. But
we are not going to be telling that because that is over our PG rating.
Yes.
Yes. No more, nothing else said. Anyway, let's say sugo.
Which translates to, you're great.
I'm not entirely my Japanese today. Okay. Kisu shite moai.
Can I kiss you?
Kisu shite.
Which means, kiss me. Well, thank you for listening to Mooneycast Extras and Japanese 101. Be sure to stay tuned and keep listening to Mooneycast. And practice your Japanese because we will be giving a quiz. Yes, so this is Stacy, and until next time, sayonara.